Scientists in California believe they've cracked a mystery about mad cow disease. They appear to have proven that a simple protein can, by itself, cause the disease. The new results could have implications for a variety of human brain disorders, such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
In 1997, Stanley Prusiner won the Nobel Prize for his work with something called prions. Mad cow disease is thought to be caused by prions. Medical dogma used to hold that only an organism with genetic instructions, such as a bacterium or virus, could be infectious. Proteins don't carry genes. But Prusiner argued prions were an altered form of a protein that could cause disease. Despite the Nobel Prize, some scientists say evidence for the protein-only theory of infections has been wanting. Giuseppe Lagnami says now the evidence is in.
What we managed to do with this work is actually finally, formally show that this is what happened.
Lagnami is a colleague of Prusiner's at the University of California, San Francisco. In the new study, published in the current issue of the journal Science, the California researchers used so-called recombinant DNA techniques to make a synthetic protein, and then modified their recombinant protein to make it into an infectious prion. The modifications involved changing the way the protein folded up and formed three-dimensional structures. Lagnami says they then injected the modified proteins into mice.
The first inoculation was pure recombinant protein, only shaped in a way that we were anticipating would carry infectivity.
Sure enough, the altered protein did make certain strains of mice sick with mad cow-like disease. Lagnami says they then showed they could infect other mice by injecting them with material taken from the brains of the sick mice. He says the new results should convince the skeptics of the protein-only hypothesis. They've nearly done that with Byron Coey.
The results are tantalizing in that they seem to fill in one more piece of the prion infectivity puzzle.
Coey is a prion researcher at the Rocky Mountain Laboratories in Montana, part of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Coey is particularly impressed that not only can these synthetic proteins cause disease, but that disease can be transmitted from animal to animal. But while he's impressed, Coey says it's worth pointing out some significant caveats.
First is the extremely low infectivity in these apparent synthetic prion samples that they generated. They appear to be roughly a billion-fold lower in infectivity per unit of protein than genuine prions would be.
Another caveat, it's possible that the first mice to receive the synthetic protein spontaneously developed prions, so it wasn't really the synthetic protein causing disease. Coey says the strain of mice the California scientists used are more likely to do that. But study author Giuseppe Lagnami says it's unlikely the mice spontaneously develop prions. As for the lower infectivity, he acknowledges his synthetic proteins aren't as potent as the natural kind. He says the point is his synthetic proteins were able to infect mice at all. Lagnami says the new work should help people focus on the role of protein folding in diseases. After all, like mad cow disease, Alzheimer's is a disease where the brain gets filled up with strangely shaped tangles of protein.
The implications are enormous, because by understanding what's going on with the prion protein, we may well understand other more common diseases, and then we can challenge these diseases with a possible cure.
And that would possibly earn someone another Nobel Prize. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.